time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 70. Tonight, 80% chance for rain with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County 4-H Public Presentation Contest was held last night at the Wayne County Extension Office. Sarah McGeehee of Center Street was announced as a State Fair winner last night for her formal speech, Challenges Youth Face. She will advance to a competition at Richland Community College in Decatur on June 8th. Lucy Britt, a Center Street student with her helicopter parent speech, Reagan Wells, also from Center Street, with a speech, Phone Addiction, and Caitlin McCleary from FCHS with a speech entitled A Tribute to High School, are alternates for the competition. McGeehee and Wells will also receive trophies at the 4-H Awards program during the Wayne County Fair on July 11th at 5 p.m. McGeehee falls in the 13 and older age division, and Wells is in the 12 and under division. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. New family nurse practitioner Danielle Baker will provide the knowledge and attention to guarantee you get the care you need when and where you need it. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturday for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro.
Break out the grill and fire that bad boy up. Little Giant has your barbecue basics at bargains. From New York strips now only $4.99 a pound, the quarter loin sliced into pork chops simply $1.29 a pound. Plus, pick up an 8-pound bag of Idaho potatoes, yours for just $2.99. You'll also find savings this week on Prego spaghetti sauce, 24-ounce jars, only $1.49 each. And Tide Simply laundry detergent, 31 to 33-ounce liquid containers at a steal of just $2.49. Your dollar buys more at Little Giant Grocery, Carmi, Illinois.
School's out. This summer, keep your child active by enrolling them into Kids in Motion Summer Day Camp. Breakfast, lunch, and a snack are provided daily, along with fun activities like swimming, skating, bowling, and so much more. We'll even include a sibling discount. So come join us May 28th to August 2nd at the First Baptist Church in Fairfield. Pre-registration is April 30th to May 7th from 4 to 5:30 at the First Baptist Church Kingdom Kids After School Program. Or call me, Suzanne Doggett, at 919-0628. We are the place for hot sun and cool kids.
In other news, Mount Carmel police were reportedly involved in a vehicle pursuit yesterday afternoon that ended in Indiana. According to media reports from Mount Carmel and Evansville, police were at the Mount Carmel High School to investigate an alleged threat made by a student. Not long after arriving at the school, dispatch was reportedly told that an officer had been hit by a vehicle. That officer then advised that the vehicle had failed to stop and he was in pursuit. After other police joined the pursuit, the 17-year-old student was arrested near Owensville by Indiana authorities. Charges in both Illinois and Indiana are pending. Reports indicate at least one shot was fired during the chase, and it's believed that the possible gunshot came from law enforcement. The officer struck in the incident is expected to make a full recovery and was treated at Wabash General Hospital. Wayne County Crime Stoppers has announced it is paying $200 on the arrest of Donald E. Brinkley. Brinkley was arrested by Fairfield Police Tuesday afternoon after a Crime Stoppers tip. He was wanted on Edwards County warrants for violation of probation, aggravated assault, and domestic battery. Illinois State Police say 5 people were killed after an SUV crashed into the back of a semi-trailer along Interstate 57 near West Frankfort. Troopers say a 2019 Ford Expedition rear-ended a 2006 Freightliner just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon in the right lane of northbound I-57. The names of the victims were not immediately released. In addition, one other person was reportedly taken to an area hospital. Police described that person's injuries as not life-threatening. State police are investigating the crash. The northbound lanes of I-57 were closed for several hours following the incident and reopened last night. Wayne City School will host a cancer benefit event tonight at 6 for custodian Billy Reynolds. The night will feature a pork chop dinner provided by Steve Earhart and a silent auction. Proceeds will go to Reynolds for his treatment and travel expenses. The Grayville Citywide Yard Sale is scheduled for tomorrow. The sales will begin at 7 a.m., and no set time has been announced for their conclusion. Wayne City Matters is sponsoring a Cruisin' the Eight scavenger hunt for college and high school students tomorrow in Wayne City. The event will run from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and it will include music, pizza at Cesario's, games and activities, and several prizes. Anyone who's interested in helping with the event should contact Angie Hedden at 599-4522. A full TIF report from attorney Dan Shearing is expected to arrive at City Hall today, and the Fairfield taxing bodies are expected to meet in a joint review board session at some point in the future to discuss its impact. The report was originally anticipated in February, and Dr. Scott England, superintendent at Fairfield Public School District 112, said he was looking forward to sitting down with the review board. However, he noted that the timing would not be convenient for the taxing bodies.
This report was supposed to come to us in February, and it's now, you know, May 3rd, and the fiscal year has already ended for the city, so it's a little frustrating. The timing is definitely not convenient for the taxing bodies, that's for sure.
The Fairfield City Council decided last month to use almost $1.8 million in TIF money on upgrades to the city's water distribution system on Main and Delaware streets. Dr. England said he understands the desire to upgrade the system, but he isn't sure TIF funds should have been tabbed for the project.
I mean, the purpose of TIF, I thought, was supposed to be bringing in new businesses or give the opportunity for existing businesses for upgrades that would draw in, you know, more economic benefits. And I don't see where using TIF funds for relocating the water mains off the main road is going to serve that purpose. Whereas, you know, if we can get the 40% surplus that was pitched to us in 2014 when they renewed the TIF, you know, that's one thing that brings people to a community, schools. And I just think there needs to be a partnership between the city and the schools.
Regarding the Shearing report, Dr. England said he doesn't see it indicating that the taxing bodies will receive the surplus as they have in the past. Speaking of his school district, Superintendent England addressed the state's teacher shortage. He said he doesn't believe the state is doing enough to actually keep teachers in the state.
I think they're dragging their feet. I think a lot of times they're regressing, and maybe they're regressing to the point where they realize they've gone too far and then they have to start moving forward.
Dr. England, appearing on the Community Connection, said Illinois has actually made it more difficult to become a licensed teacher, specifically because of a change to what he called grade bands.
You used to be able to get a license that would cover kindergarten through, let's say, sixth grade, if you had like a sixth grade elementary classroom, self-contained, mm-hmm. where you could teach math, reading, all that. You can't do that anymore. They've gone to grade bands. And so when you're in college, you got to decide what you want to teach. And so the grade bands are now like pre-K, kindergarten, and then first through fifth. And so I've got a lot of people that's interviewing just come out of college, and they've got a license that's first through fifth grade. Yeah. But if a kindergarten position opens up, they can't teach that.
Illinois has recognized its teacher shortage issues, and lawmakers are working on bills that they feel would attract and keep educators in the state. One of those measures would require all teachers to be paid at least $40,000. A similar bill was passed by Illinois legislators under Governor Bruce Rauner, who then vetoed the measure. Frontier Community College's 40th annual commencement ceremony will be held next Friday, May 10th. The ceremony will begin at 7 p.m. in the East Gymnasium at Fairfield Community High School. The highlight of the evening will be the conferring of over 160 degrees and certificates. FCC President Dr. J. Edgren will preside over the ceremony, and he will present the President's Award to one outstanding graduate. Dean of Instruction Dr. Paul Brunsma will make the presentation of degrees and certificates, with Illinois Eastern Community College's Board of Trustees member Gary Carter conferring the degrees. Carter and Jan Wiles, Assistant Dean of Student Services, will present diplomas to the graduates. Frontier Community College is one of four colleges within the Illinois Eastern Community Colleges District. The unemployment rate in Illinois dropped from 4.7% to 4.5% in March, according to recent statistics from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. Wayne County's March rate was at 6.2%, which was unchanged from its February mark. Edwards County saw a slight bump in its unemployment rate, going from 5.3% in February to 5.4% in March. In March of 2018, Wayne County's rate was 5.7% and Edwards County's was 4.6%, so both have jumped at least half a percentage point in the past year. Other area counties were scattered across the board without a definite trend in their numbers from February to March. Hamilton County was unchanged at 5.1% and Wabash stayed at 4.7%. White County jumped from 4.8% to 5.1% and Richland County increased to 5.3% from 5%. Clay County dropped from 6% to 5.6%, and Lawrence and Saline counties also saw their numbers drop, as each checked in at 6.4%. Lawrence and Saline still have the highest marks in the area, with Wayne County rounding out the top three. Wabash County has the lowest rate. As a state, Illinois' March unemployment rate was higher than 2018's mark of 4.3%. Nationally, unemployment dropped from 4.1% to 3.9% in March. That is lower than the March 2018 rate of 4.1%. Flooding season up and down the Mississippi River will not go away, and it's creating stress on levees, says Tom Heinold with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Rock Island District.
Usually what we do is the Corps of Engineers cost shares with a non-federal sponsor, so it could be a city, a municipality, a county, to build a levee system to up to Corps of Engineers standards. And then that system is handed over to that local government for operation and maintenance. During floods like this, we have flood area engineers that do go out to the field and offer technical assistance to those communities as they operate that system and even flood fight in other low-lying areas that may not have Corps of Engineers standard protection. But we're doing our best. We have flood area engineers deployed out there, and the rest of the Corps of Engineers built systems look to be fairly stable at the moment.
As for the lock and dam system, Army Corps of Engineers crews have been keeping a close eye on equipment as rising waters continue to present challenges. Senate lawmakers are discussing how to pay for a much-needed capital bill in Illinois. Kim Howard has the story.
Potholes litter the roads and many bridges need repairs, but how will the cash-strapped state pay for it? Several stakeholders testifying at a Senate committee say the best solution is to raise the state gas tax. That includes Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning Executive Director Joe Szabo.
Illinois is one big pothole right now. We've had these brutal winters, and people are complaining about potholes, and I believe that if the General Assembly raised the gas tax and fixed up the roads and bridges, people would be very happy.
There was also talk of attracting private money to help pay for infrastructure projects, but most testifying agree Illinois needs a steadier revenue stream. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The name of an Illinois State Police trooper killed in the line of duty has been added to a memorial wall at police headquarters in Springfield. Trooper Christopher Lambert died in January when he was hit by a vehicle while he directed traffic during a snowstorm near a crash on I-294 near Northbrook. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Acting ISP Director Brendan Kelly joined Lambert's family members for a ceremony on Wednesday at ISP Memorial Park. Pritzker said it was a recognition, quote, not just of his sacrifice, but a lifetime of service that preceded it. The 34-year-old Army veteran is survived by his wife and daughter. Pritzker said Lambert put himself in harm's way to protect his fellow citizens up to the very end. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 60. We have received 0.05 of an inch of rain here at the radio station so far today. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,496, up 188. The NASDAQ is at 8,141, up 104. And June crude oil is at $62.21, and that is up 40 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Carmi resident Louise V. Stevens died Tuesday evening at Wabash Christian Village. She had cooked at Wabash Christian. Louise Stevens is survived by three sons, Johnny, Stan, and Jesse, nine grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, brothers Bobby and Joey Perzinski, and sisters Georgia Warren, Charlene Bronson, and Carol Rieger. Graveside services for Louise Stevens will be held at 1 o'clock p.m. on Saturday, tomorrow, at Centerville Cemetery. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. until the time of service at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. 80-year-old Indian Land, South Carolina resident Kenneth G. Chalcraft died on Thursday, March 7th, at his residence. His mother was from the Pond Creek area in Wayne County. Kenneth Chalcraft is survived by two sisters, Jane Heidenick of Fort Mill, South Carolina, and Judith Carr of Fairview, Texas, and a brother-in-law, Joseph Goki of Litchfield. A memorial service for Kenneth Chalcraft will be held on Saturday, tomorrow, at the Ellery Christian Church at 3:30 p.m. A graveside service will follow at 5:30 at Graceland Cemetery in Albion. Memorials may be made to the American Diabetes Association or Reach Out and Read of Litchfield, and they will be accepted at the church. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of local arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Join Sparks and Sons for their annual open house this Saturday from 9 to 2. If you've been wanting to check out the all-new Honda Talon, here's your chance. Come by the annual open house at Sparks and Sons between 9 and 2 on Saturday. See the machines in person, including the new Honda Talon. Grab a bite to eat, check out the deals, and ignite the excitement. Sparks and Sons, located on Route 33 between Oblong and Robinson.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather. For today, cloudy skies at a high today around 70. 80% chance for showers tonight with a low of 55 and a 90% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high 62. Outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, partly cloudy on Sunday, a high of 72 and low of 52. Mostly cloudy skies on Monday. Monday's high will be around 78 with a low of 60, and cloudy skies on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 82 with an overnight low of 62.